listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is sweat? The more polite term, I suppose, is perspiration. Whichever term you use, it's what your body does when it gets too hot. It's a way for your body to control its temperature, what scientists call thermoregulate. The human body normally produces heat because we have a metabolism. We breathe, move, digest food. That heat is energy. While our bodies do need that energy for all of our body functions, a majority of that heat is naturally lost, inefficiently used. But certain activities, such as exercising or getting sick, or external environments, such as being in a desert or a sauna, release even more energy in our muscles and skin. This energy, in the form of heat, is circulated through our body in the blood. For a scientist, this would be called thermal conductivity. It's heat transfer. Heat moves. Heat moves from something that's warmer to something that's colder. Cold doesn't move. So, when you get warmer, like when you exercise, your heart rate goes up and pumps warm blood from the muscles to the cooler external part of your body, your skin. Some of that heat transfers directly to the air. Some of that heat is transferred to sweat, which evaporates and carries heat with it. This evaporation, sweating, cools the body. This process is controlled through your body's nervous system. It's that network of nerves throughout your body and your brain. A part of your brain called the hypothalamus constantly and automatically measures body temperature. When you get hot, your hypothalamus triggers specialized cells called sweat glands. They have a bulb that makes the sweat and a duct that sweat moves through. Think of it looking like a tiny water balloon that hasn't been tied closed. The bulb is in your skin, and the opening leads to the surface of your skin. There are two main types of sweat glands. One type excretes sweat directly to the skin surface. The sweat is mostly water, with some sodium chloride, which is why it tastes salty. The other type releases sweat into hair follicles. The second type also produces a waxy substance. When this material is decomposed by bacteria, it produces what we call body odor. Try this activity at home. You'll need pH paper, which you can get at some hardware stores or swimming pool supply stores. Get nice and sweaty. Go running. Do jumping jacks. Heavy gardening. Then touch the pH paper to the sweat, different parts of your body, compare, and see if it's acidic or basic. Many factors can affect it. Perfumes and lotions, foods you ate. We all have different body chemistry. So try it over many weeks and compare after many workouts. We've just learned a little bit about sweat. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday afternoon matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.